This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
You know, we really should have changed that to I'm a Barbie girl.
Oh, yes.
Barbie world.
Oh, too late.
Too late. Katrina Rowe.
Well, your version was pretty good, Dan.
Thank you. From Mouths of Babes and, of course, from the mornings. Good morning to you.
Well, good morning. Nice to have you guys back in the studio. I missed you yesterday. Got into the studio and there was no one there.
Well, there would have been
Supertech Steve.
Called Supertech Steve Nobody.
I can understand
that. Yeah,
no. Well, he wasn't actually there when I walked in. He was in the bathroom, okay?
Oh, there you go.
There's a problem.
Let's move on.
Anyway, I had a very confronting experience this week. You see, when we were at my parents' place way back at Christmas time, Birdie got hold of one of my old Barbie dolls and she deviously smuggled it home by hiding it under the seat of our car. And, of course, I didn't realise it was there until we were back in Sydney. And, you know, at first, she just liked decapitating it on a regular basis. I would find a sad, headless and naked one-legged Barbie in pieces on the floor of her bedroom, which was rather disturbing. But lately, she's actually taken to playing with it in more conventional ways. But the only problem was that this poor old Barbie didn't have any proper clothes. It was just in this glittering pink leotard that didn't even do up anymore. It was left over from a long-lost ball gown outfit, I think. And so I sort of thought, well, look, if she's going to play with it anyway, I probably should make it more respectable. And so this week I set off on a mission to get Barbie some decent clothes.
Oh, and were you successful?
Well, they don't sell decent clothes for Barbie, it turns out. They're all indecent. It's, you know, probably more a reflection of the current fashion than anything. But all the Barbie outfits were incredibly trashy, like with these plunging necklines and bare midriffs and 10-inch heels. And I just picked up packet after packet of Barbie clothes, and each time I had to say, we're not getting that one. And the only normal outfits they had were a flight attendant and a nurse's uniform. Everything else looked like they belonged to a pop star or a pole dancer. And in the end, Birdie chose the nurse's uniform, which I thought was very sensible. But when we got it home and actually put it on the Barbie doll, I was wondering where the rest of it was. You know, if it was a real nurse who wore that dress, she would be out of a job in no time. It was so short.
I don't understand. Do you think that Barbie dolls have changed from when you were little, or have they always been like that and you're just realising?
Well, I don't know. I was certainly shocked by how unrealistic the body proportions still are. You know, they're tiny waists, big heads and huge eyes. I definitely think that the heels are much higher and the face is more made up, you know, like really over the top made up. And the fashions are more revealing. I mean, look, I don't think playing with Barbie dolls did me any real harm. You know, I played with them, but
Aaron played with them too.
I'm sure he did.
Just
yeah.
Ken, just
yeah.
Like when we were kids, it wasn't such a media saturated environment like it is now. Like, we weren't exposed to billboards, the internet, magazines for 8-year-olds. In fact, we were exposed to very little advertising, full stop. And I think one of the reasons that people like Melinda Tankard-Reist and others are speaking up about, you know, the impact of these sort of sexualized images on children is that when you see one or two inappropriate things, they can pretty easily slip under the radar. But when you put together all the messages that children are exposed to, you realize just how much pressure they're under to grow up too soon. And playing with these very adult, sexy dolls with their high heels and their glamorous made-up faces, you know, or Bratz dolls or whatever, their play might be innocent enough, but it's just adding another layer to that very adult world that children are exposed to.
Well, love to hear, yeah.
Been my dilemma this week.
Fair enough. I'd love to hear your perspective on this. Did you play with the Barbie dolls as a child? Do you let your kids play with them? Have they changed over the years? Have you noticed this progression, I guess? Do you think they're harmless fun, or do they send a negative message to kids about how young girls should look and behave? Perhaps you've found a positive way of dealing with some of the issues raised this morning.
Or yes. Did, like Aaron, you just play with Ken dolls?
Actually, it was He-Man action figures, all right?
So did you play with Ken dolls, Aaron?
No, I didn't. That was humorous. I wish I hadn't said it now. Just the He-Man dolls and stuff. He-Man action figures.
And did the He-Man action figures affect your body image, Aaron?
Oh, dear.
Did you feel inadequate next to He-Man?
Well, yes. I mean, he was massive.
But then you just pull out Orko and you feel much better.
Yeah, that's true.
Orko was a tiny little dude.
Or Teela. There was a female character. It was Teela.
No, it was She-Ra, Princess of Power.
There was Teela too. Come on.
Okay.
There was
She might have been Sheila's cousin.
And Tri-Faces, you turn his head and he can change.
Oh, Tri-Face.
And the battering ram. And...
yeah.
Anyway, we're talking about other things this morning. Love your input in this, and as a parent too, or as a kid growing up, the whole lot. 1-300-40-20-20. We're talking about Barbie dolls.
Yes, we
are. And possible changes over the decades and generations. And we're on the phone to talk a bit more about it. Jennifer, good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What do you think about it all?
I don't think my girls played with Barbie dolls and Bratz growing up, and they're 14 and 18 now, and they're both fantastic dresses, very different. But I think perhaps the biggest influence was what they saw me wear. I'm a professional person, so they see me dress very appropriately, and I think I've probably been the biggest influence and always should be in what they wear.
As opposed to the dolls and toys, I see that's very good.
Yeah, absolutely, and in fact, they've both got an attitude of not liking trashy dress and sort of really not thinking it's very cool at all.
Oh, that's very good. Good on you, Jennifer. Good, good example to set your kids.
Yep, hopefully.
Yeah, well, no, you look, sounds like you've done great so far. So, yeah, thank you for sharing. That's obviously, yeah, what parents model and role model, it makes a big difference.
It's important. Yeah. Jacinta is on the line. Good morning, Jacinta.
Hello, morning.
What do you reckon about it all?
I reckon Barbie dolls are really fine. Like, I'm 19 and I still collect them.
Yes.
I've got those special collectible ones. And I don't think they're really the major problem. They're just a toy. I think people like Miley Cyrus and all those really young pop stars, they wear inappropriate clothes, and I think they are the bad example on teenagers.
Oh, okay. Like actual people out there living life as opposed to dolls and whatnot.
Yeah.
I see.
Fair enough. I mean, that's a really valid point, too, because there is, from every angle now, we're getting all sorts of different influences from all the different types of media available to us and all of that. And then to see people walking around the shops and your parents and all of this plays a role. It's more than just a little doll that would be shaping, I guess, what a child will do when they get older.
Mm.
Yeah, and I think Barbies as well, like, they're not just anything. Like, they dress as doctors and vets and everything, and they're really open, you know? I reckon they're really not a problem.
Mm, okay.
Jacinta, did you say you still collect Barbie dolls?
Yes, I do.
Did you say you're 19 years old?
Yes.
That's all right.
I just wanted to clarify that.
What's the latest one you've added to the collection?
It's like the Mary Poppins collection one.
Oh, there you go.
That's cool.
You'd like that, Dan, being a musical theatre man.
Yeah, I might get myself a Mary Poppins Barbie doll.
No, good on you, Jacinta. Thanks for that.
Okay, thank you. No worries. See ya.
Right, see you
That's
later.
Good, isn't it? It's a good point to bring up, that,
yep,
that people living life is probably more of an influence.
Mm.
I see.
Can we also clarify, because I often have this conversation when talking previously, before the song, we mentioned He-Man. And I often have the Masters of the Universe, often have the conversation, people say, oh, yeah, and She-Ra. And I say, no, Teela. Teela was the female character in Masters of the Universe.
Yes, she was.
Thank you. You, what, Googled, Wikipedia'd, and there we go. Teela. Yep.
I had to Google that, but you knew it.
She-Ra, I don't know what She-Ra's from. Is that Masters of the Universe as well? Maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. But don't neglect poor old Teela. That's all I'm saying this morning, okay? She was a character in her own right in Masters of the Universe.
You know how you
Thank you.
Sometimes you say things and you gain street credibility. And sometimes you say things and you lose street cred.
Yes, Daniel.
Maybe just think about what you're going to say before you say it.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.